With the regular season now complete, Georgia Southern secured their place as the 9th seed in the Sun Belt Conference tournament. Their single elimination round contest will take place Tuesday night, May 20th, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time against Arkansas State at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. The Georgia Southern baseball team, 27-29, 13-17 SBC, were defeated by Marshall 31-24, 16-14 SBC, on Saturday afternoon, May 17, by a 9-8 score in 10 innings in the final game of the 2025 regular season. The herd's offensive flame would still be burning after the last two contests, scoring 3 runs in each of the first 2 innings to quickly see Southern look a 6-0 deficit in the eyes after just 2 innings. However, the Eagles would not stay silent. Their rally would start in the 4th inning when a J.P. Harrell's single and Bryson Trammell getting hit by a pitch made for Juju Stevens to his moment. On the first pitch he saw, Stevens crushed on the center field that rode the wind like a roller coaster, soaring 472 feet and clearing the batter's eye. For Stevens, it was the longest home run ever recorded during the TrackMan era for the Eagles. With his one swing, Stevens would cut the deficit in half. An inning later, Sean White would copy Stevens' homework, launching a 400-plus-foot homer to center field of his own that would score both him and Josh Tate to make it a 6-5 game midway home. In the sixth, Trammell would single to left and advanced to second before Stevens delivered again, mashing a double into the gap that would tie the ball game. A few batters later, when Stevens stood on third, Luke Auden would do his job and put the ball in play to take the 7-6 lead. Once again, Southern scored an inning later with Trammell's RBI triple into right field to make it 8-6. After the first 2 innings, Southern were able to hold Marshall off the board for 6 straight innings, mainly from the combined successes of Carter DeGondea and Garrett Miskowiak. The two would combine for 7.1 innings of fantastic outings, with only allowing 2 runs, transferred to DeGondea in the 9th, 4 hits, and 2 strikeouts. For Miskowiak, he would deliver in a big way with his 3.2 innings of scoreless ball, allowing just a singular hit. In the 9th, however, a sac fly, followed by a single with runners on, would tie up the game and send it to free baseball. There, Mike Aniu singled sharply through the left side with the bases loaded to win it for the herd. Southern would match Marshall with a dozen hits, with a quartet of Eagles, Harrells, Trammell, Stevens, and J.D. Kaiser, all going for 2 hits. 8 Eagles would collect a hit on the afternoon, with Stevens nabbing 4 RBIs.